Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The National Party has the seat of Hunter firmly in their sights for the next federal election. Deputy Nationals leader David Littleproud said in Singleton yesterday they'll be strongly contesting the seat at the next election, as the National Party is the best fit for the area. At the last election, the seat saw numbers slipping away from current member Joel Fitzgibbon and big numbers voting for One Nation, who David Littleproud says if you want a professional complaints desk, well, that's who you vote for.
What you get when you vote for One Nation or a minor party is a warm, fuzzy feeling for the first 5 minutes, and then all you get is a professional complaints desk. They don't cut the checks. They weren't in the room when we decided to put over $500 million into the Singleton bypass. Never heard from them. They wouldn't even know anything about it.
The man charged with murdering a work colleague at Scone 2 years ago will finally face the New South Wales Supreme Court. The Newcastle Herald reports Jamie Cust has been committed for trial after his solicitor told Tamworth Court on Wednesday it will be a not guilty plea to a charge of murder. The 21-year-old is accused of killing 41-year-old Jesus Bebita in Scone in late 2018. The case has been plagued by delays and it's not known where the trial will eventually be held. The commander of the Hunter Valley Police District says their appeals for the public's help on information of Ian Pullen's death at Singleton has helped investigations immensely. Yesterday, 29-year-old Joshua Knight was arrested and charged with murder over the death of the 43-year-old New Zealand firefighter whose body was found on Carrington Street, Glen Riddings, in 2018. Superintendent Chapman says the investigations aren't over yet.
Did put out another public appeal, and we've had a number of people provide information, phone in, and that information has obviously assisted us with our inquiries. But no doubt there may be other people who still have further information. So despite we have made an arrest, but I still encourage people who might have information to contact Crime Stoppers.
And Muswellbrook Fire and Rescue crews had a busy afternoon yesterday. Just before 3 o'clock, crews responded to a yard fire where occupants were burning off. Later that night, they were called to a hay bale that had been set alight at Muswellbrook Showground. And just before 11 o'clock, fire crews responded to a bin that was alight at the local mush. Two bins had been caught alight and had to be extinguished. And that's your latest local news.